This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If I have said this once, I've said it a zillion times. This is a global economy. So what happens in one place can often be felt in another, especially when that one place, the first place, is the world's biggest economy, us. So with that in mind, we've got another installment of our series, My Economy, coming up. What people are actually feeling in their day-to-day lives away from the headlines. It comes to us from our colleagues at the BBC and a man who has been working in the British steel industry for more than 40 years.
Well, my name's Mark Turner. I originate from Cornwall. At one time, you know, the UK was the powerhouse of the world. Most of the things that sort of come out of the Industrial Revolution were born out of South Wales. You go places around the world and you'll see steel that was made in these valleys. I come from a very proud industry that unfortunately is seeing the back end of what was once a great, great industry. China's come into the market, India's come into the market. The main thing is overcapacity. There's more people making steel in more markets. I would love to see a UK government that did some of what Trump's doing, which is looking after or attempting to look after the steel industry or the manufacturing base in this country the same way as he's doing in America. But I think he's going the wrong way about it. If you don't make the steel within your own market, why penalise the importers who do bring in the steel that you require? It helps steel makers. I don't think it necessarily helps people in the supply chain further on. A lot of steelworkers are tired and just want to know that they got a secure future, because I think that's the main thing, is none of us really know what the future holds for us or the generations behind us. And we would just like a bit of somebody to come along and say everything's okay, you're going to have jobs for the next 10 years, 15 years, because at the moment none of us know what the future holds.
Mark Turner from our friends at the BBC for our series, My Economy. This thing can't happen without your help, you know, so take a second if you would. Let us know how your personal economy is doing. There's a place you can do that for us at marketplace.org.